there's certain people that were sent into your life who were part of the death cult, and they could even claim to be saved or whatever, but you could just tell by their words that they're part of the death cult. And so everything out of their mouth is just negativity, or trying to project some kind of fake reality, you know. It's very subtle. I can't really explain it unless you see what I'm talking about. It's a subtle, it's very subtle, you know. They'll say something that's like just subtle, you know, very subtle. The way you catch them is every time they talk to you or call you, take a note. If they're always talking about how bad things are, or suicide, or shooting, or cursing, or fighting, or trouble, why do you want to put that in your ear gate, you know? They might come across as like a loving person, you know, love for mankind, but everything out of their mouth is the opposite. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, that in itself is a positive verse. There's no way to change that. For all have fallen short of the glory of God. There's none good, no, not one. The heart's deceitfully wicked. So if every person has a deceitfully wicked heart, every human has a deceitfully wicked heart. What holds them in check? Well, they got to get born again to get the Holy Spirit to hold them in check. But then they got the law. If they're not born again, they've got the letter of the law. The letter of the law will hold them in check. So if you got one of these who just keeps encroaching upon you, trying to bring in a curse or a negative.
In 2 miles, use the left lane to take exit 220 for Randallman Road.
If you got one of these in your world, get rid of them, because you don't need them. You don't need them. You don't need them in your world. They're agents of the devil. Whether they were put there by Freemasons, whether they were put there by the devil, or whether just the... they were put there for God to teach you something about life. Sometimes God allows it to teach you something. You know, when you talk to them face to face, you know, there seems to be like a camaraderie ship, you know, comrades. But when you walk away, you say, something ain't right. Something ain't right. Something's not right. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? You know what I'm talking about. Somebody comes up and it's, you know, it's great, great fellowship or whatever you want to call it. But I don't even know if I use the word fellowship. It's a seems like a good interaction, right? But then when they walk away, you say, wait a minute, that was a reverse. That was a reverse comment.
In a quarter mile,
reverse cut.
Take exit 88 for Creek Ridge Road East.
A reverse teardown. It was all about them. It was all about, it was just something wasn't right. It was the opposite of what it looked like. Now, how's that even possible? The only way I can
take
figure something like that's possible.
Then merge onto Creek Ridge Road.
And it is possible. I've seen it. It's some kind of demonic thing. Like a salesman. A salesman will come in and tell you a good story, right? And it sounds good. And then you walk away and you say, that's not a good deal. You know, that's just not a good deal. That's not beneficial. That's only a one-way beneficial, you know. And so that's the whole point of this whole thing, is to be aware of your surroundings, be aware of who the universe put into your world, because a lot of times these people, if they're hitting you with negative every day, they're brainwashing, just like the media and the music and the songs. If you're being brainwashed every day with negative and problems and this and that, it's not healthy. That's why I always take a lunch break in the corporate system. In a corporate system, you've got to walk away because you've got to get, you got to have a break from the corporate agenda. It's not about them. It's about God. The corporations want it to be about them. They want you to worship them. They want you to sell your soul for them. And no, it's about God. There's a lot of
quarter mile, turn right onto Lynnhaven Drive.
If you listen to Elon Musk enough, you'll see he works his people to death. You know? Because it's all about his vision of going to Mars or something, which is, or his vision of AI. He tells you right there, he's one of the Antichrist that's waiting on the scene. I wouldn't be surprised if he's trying to be
there. Take the next right onto Lynnhaven Drive, then your destination will be on the right.
But he talks about free speech and all that, so he's kind of walking contradiction because everything about him seems to be free speech related. But then, you know, on the other side, he's talking about going to Mars and tying AI to the brain, the human brain. Speaking of that, I believe they've already tied AI to a brain. What's my point? My point is... My point is, be careful.
Your destination is on the right.
What you put in your ear gate, who you hang around, because it affects you without you even knowing.